This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. A senior North Korean military official said Saturday that recent tests of defense technology are aimed at subduing nuclear threats from the United States. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the statement came after Pyongyang had conducted a test at its long-range rocket launch facility.
North Korea's Academy of Defense Science says what it describes as a crucial test was the second carried out at the Soe satellite launching ground in a week. Separately, the chief of the Army's general staff states North Korea has built up tremendous power, and the findings will be used to develop new weapons to allow the country to definitely and reliably counter U.S. nuclear threats. Analysts see the statements as an indication the tests likely involve technologies to improve intercontinental ballistic missiles that could potentially reach the U.S. North Korea has been trying to pressure the Trump administration for major concessions as Kim Jong-un's end-of-year deadline for nuclear negotiations approaches. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Specialist teams were due to return to New Zealand's volcanic White Island Sunday to resume a land search for the bodies of two victims of an eruption which has now claimed 17 lives. Two four-person teams wearing protective clothing and using breathing apparatuses hope to find the bodies, which have not been located since the island erupted December 9th. Six bodies have been recovered. Mike Clement is a deputy police commissioner in New Zealand.
We know that time is of the essence, but the reality is, for the time being, we've recovered the six obvious bodies, but we've got more work to do. We've got two more, and we're actually determined to get them back to whānau.
A total of 47 people were on the island when it exploded Monday, spewing ash, gas, and steam across its surface. Several victims are being treated for severe burns in New Zealand and Australia. This is VOA News. Clashes sparked between police and demonstrators on the streets of Beirut Saturday night after the main base of Lebanon's anti-government protests was attacked for the second time in a week. Hundreds of protesters, including women, had gathered outside the parliament before several people attacked the rally, prompting security forces to fire tear gas to push them back. The clashes then spread to the streets surrounding the camp, engulfing the area with smoke from tear gas. Earlier, police fired tear gas to chase away a group of masked men thought to be affiliated with Shiite Amal and Hezbollah, who attacked the main base of the anti-government protesters in downtown Beirut. A court in Khartoum sentenced former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir on Saturday to 2 years of detention in a correctional facility. As Naba Mohedin reports, that came after he was convicted of corruption and money laundering.
A court in Khartoum sentenced former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir on Saturday to 2 years of detention in a correctional facility after convicting him of corruption and money laundering, the first verdict after his ouster last April. Bashir also has been indicted at the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity and genocide in Darfur. More than 300,000 civilians have been killed since 2002, and the conflict has displaced some 2 million people. The verdict is the first in a series of ongoing trials against Bashir, and the first by the transitional government that has ruled the country since his removal. Naba Mohedin for VOA News, Khartoum.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson visited former strongholds of his Labour opponents in northern England Saturday and pledged to repay their trust for helping deliver a stunning victory for the Conservative Party in Britain's national election. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has details.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson celebrated his election win on Saturday in the former strongholds of his Labour opponents in northern England. He pledged to repay their trust for aiding a stunning victory for his Conservative Party in Britain's general election.
And their our priorities and their priorities are the same. And of course, it's getting Brexit done. But it is also delivering on our national health service, our education, safer streets, better hospitals, a better future for our country. That is what we are going to deliver. That is what we are going to focus on.
The result saw the crumbling of Labour's red wall of typically safe seats in working class areas across northern and central England. But these areas voted largely in favour of leaving the European Union in the 2016 referendum, meaning many voters were won over by Johnson's campaign slogan to get Brexit done.
That's Lauren Anthony of Reuters. And in the annual Army-Navy football game, with President Donald Trump watching, the Navy midshipmen beat the Army Black Knights 31-7. I'm David Berg, VOA News.